灵恩布道会快到了。
Our special convocation is just around the corner.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们恳请大家一起来做宣道的工作。
We sincerely invite all of our brothers and sisters to participate in our evangelism.
我们看到有人这个怀孕生产我们都替他们很高兴。
We see someone who is pregnant and who is about to give birth. We are very happy for them.
因为那是新的生命的一个诞生。
Because that's the beginning of a new life.
那我们看到有人要来接受主耶稣宝血的洗礼。
Whenever we see that someone is about to be baptized,
我们心中也非常的高兴。
Our heart is also overjoyed.
那是属灵生命的诞生。
Because that's the birth of a spiritual life.
那如果没有人传，怎么有人听得到呢？
If no one is preaching, how can anyone hear?
没有听得到，怎么相信呢？
If no one can hear, how can they believe?
没有相信，怎么会祈求神呢？
If they do not believe, how can they ask and seek God?
没有祈求神，怎么会得到恩惠呢？
If they do not seek God, how can they receive blessing?
所以我们要来做宣道的工作。
Therefore, we must begin evangelism.
那我们首先 next slide, 我们来谈个人宣道的好处。
First, let's talk about the benefit of personal evangelism.
那个个人宣道就是人人都可以参加的啦。
It is something that everyone can participate in.
我们宣道不一定要到非洲去。
You don't have to go to Africa to preach.
我们在这里我们就可以做宣道的工作。
Here, in this very place, we could begin evangelism.
我们要相信圣经的应许。
We must believe in the promise in the Bible.
我们来看这个使徒行传十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
十六章。
Let's begin with verse 16.
十六章三十一节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 31.
十六章三十一节。
Acts 16:31.
贝克，请你读。对不起，我们今天的聚会是到两点半，是到三点。可不可以负责人讲一下？是到三点还是两点半？三点哈，确定哈？两点半也可以了，三点也可以哈。那我们就聚会到三点。OK。我们要抓住神的应许。
We must hold on to God's promise.
这个圣经给我们应许信耶稣我们一家都要得救。
Here the Bible promises that if we believe in the Lord, then our entire household will be saved.
所以那全家怎么得救？就是借着我们生命的见证嘛。
How can our entire household believe? It is through our personal witness.
所以我们有机会我们要跟家人来见证。
So if we have the opportunity, we have to bear witness toward our family.
这个个人宣道，人人都有参加，这是很有功效的。
Personal evangelism is very effective.
你看到主耶稣在世上常常做个人宣道的工作。
If you observe Jesus' life on earth, he often performed personal evangelism.
你看他对撒玛利亚妇人宣道。
He evangelized to the Samaritan woman.
对尼哥底母宣道。
He evangelized to Nicodemus.
对这个撒该宣道。
He spoke to Zacchaeus.
这个是常常做的事情。
This is something he often get involved in.
所以你也可以来做哈。
You too could participate.
第二个好处就是它不受环境的限制。
The first benefit is it is not restricted by environment.
有时候我们去非洲这个做街头的布道。
When we go to Africa, sometimes we will have street evangelism.
那他们怎么做的呢
？And how do they do that?
他们就把那个大的麦克风把它组起来。
They would bring with them a set up a loudspeaker.
然后呢，就在街上这样做了。
And right there on the street, they would begin to preach.
有一次在下毛毛雨下毛毛雨。
One time it began to sprinkle.
我们就跟有同工就跟他们讲说，下雨了，你们这个会坏掉呢。
Someone said that it's starting to rain. Your equipment will get rained on.
那个 local 的人说，等一下装好了就不会下雨的了。那个系统装好了就不会下雨了。
So someone responded. Once I set up the equipment, the rain will stop.
我说哇，这么有信心哈。
I said, wow, what a great faith.
这个装好了真的没有下雨，开始做街头布道。
And truly, as soon as they set up the entire set of equipment, the rain stopped and they began to preach.
这个有时候这个受到一些限制了啊。 这种街头布道受到一些环境的限制。
Even with such informal evangelism on the street, it could still be restricted by the environment.
但是我们个人布道，随时都可以布道。
But personal evangelism can be done anywhere, anytime.
它可以随时把握住机会。
We could take hold of any opportunity.
遇到了你就可以讲了。
As soon as you have this opportunity, you could begin to share.
我们教会常常看到很多很会布道的各做个人宣道的勇士。
There are many great warriors of personal evangelism in our church.
在伯恩教会有一个姐妹。
There's a sister in Bowen Park Church.
她到市场去买菜。
She goes to the market to buy groceries.
拿着这个传单嘛。
And she takes church flyers with her.
心中就祷告。
And she prays in her heart.
主耶稣啊，我这个要传给谁呢
？Lord Jesus, who should I pass the flyer to?
她就这样祷告，然后眼睛就是一抬头啊。
And the moment she opens her eyes.
然后就看到一个先生啊。
She saw a mister.
他就跟着他了哦。
She begins to follow him.
然后呢，那过马路啊，那个已经是黄灯了。我看那个男生冲过去啊，他也跟着冲过去啊。
Even though the street light has turned yellow, the mister crossed and she followed him.
然后他就因为他年纪大了，那个他想传的对象是一个这个中年人啊。
She's an elderly sister, and the person whom she's trying to preach to is a middle-aged man.
就把他抓住呢。
She held on to him.
先生啊，你要信耶稣。
Mister, you must believe in Jesus, she said.
那个先生后来真的来信耶稣了，然后。
That mister eventually came to believe in Jesus.
然后刚开始被这个女人吓一跳，怎么有一个人在跟踪我呢
？At first, she was quite shocked that someone's stalking him.
真的很奇妙啊！他讲一些话就抓住他的心呢、啊。
She spoke a few words and it captivated him.
所以他可以所以个人宣道，主耶稣开你的路，你随时都可以做。
If Jesus opens a way for you, then you could have personal, you could conduct personal evangelism anywhere.
那也可以传给任何的人。
And you could preach to anyone.
有时候你看你遇到什么人呢
？It depends on whom you met.
那你就有机会可以传给他。
Whoever you encounter, you could potentially preach to them.
有时候我在机场等飞机啊。
Once I was waiting for my flight in the airport.
隔壁那个人他坐着，他就一直掉眼泪，一直掉眼泪。
The person sitting next to me continues to shed tears.
我实在是不想理他了。
I wanted to ignore him. I wanted to ignore her.
实在是想说，哎呀，怎么？可是他越哭，我心里越责备，说，哎呀，他不晓得在哭什么，哭得那么伤心这样子了。
The more she cried, the more I feel this urge to try to speak to her to comfort her.
后来鼓起勇气跟他讲话，你为什么哭
？Finally, I muster up enough courage to ask her, why are you weeping?
你需要帮助吗
？You need help?
我是个传道人。
I'm a minister.
你需要帮助吗
？You need anyone to help you?
这样开始就谈个不停了。
And, Then the floodgate opened. We had a long conversation.
就谈到很多人生的问题。
We start to talk about many problems related to human life.
她要回去墨西哥啊。
She was about to move back to Mexico.
她有很多个人的问题啊。
She has a lot of personal problems.
她说：“我知道你真的可以，就是个人宣道。如果你圣灵感动，你就可以跟她谈天国的福音。
”I think that if as long as the Holy Spirit moves you, you could discuss the gospel with anyone.
那再来这个好处就是根据她的需要。
The other benefit is that you could tailor to a personal need.
有时候我们这个讲台的讲道需要圣灵感动，大家才能够抓住神要给他的话语啊。
Sometimes it requires a lot of the work of the Holy Spirit for a message on the pulpit to touch everybody in the congregation.
小弟有一次去哥伦多教会布道，不是哥伦多，是多伦多。下午了，想睡觉。多伦多不是多伦多教会布道，不是哥伦多哈。
One time I went and help out an evangelism course in Toronto church.
讲了四天呢。
I spoke for 4 days.
四个晚上啊。
Four evenings.
那讲完之后呢，一个弟兄来跟我讲说。
And at the end of the series, a brother came up to me and said.
然后传到我女儿对你的正道有一个建议。
Pastor, my daughter has some suggestion for your message.
他说你这次来都是介绍耶稣，介绍圣经，介绍永生啊，我朋友都知道了，他也是基督徒啊。
She said, well, you came and talk about Jesus, about eternal life, about the Bible. Well, my friend's already a Christian. She's heard about it all.
我心里想说，哎呀，你怎么现在才讲呢
？I thought to myself, why didn't you say something earlier?
因为那次的慕道朋友 刚好通通是基督徒啊。
It turns out that the truth seekers during that series were already Christian.
如果早知道就开始谈，因为我们其实我们布道会很少谈教义啊，对不对哈？如果我们真的布道会的时候很少谈教义啊。
Normally during our evangelism service, evangelical service, we don't talk about our basic doctrine.
我们都是谈比较 general 的东西啊。
We talk about something more general.
刚好那个慕道朋友通通是外教会的朋友，他都认识啦。
But if they have already known Jesus, they don't need the general truth.
所以有时候我们这个 讲台的布道、哦、有时候没有办法根据个人的需要来讲。
So it is sometimes difficult for the message on the pulpit to really be tailored to a person.
那个人宣道，你就可以根据他这个人到底是什么背景呢？我们要讲什么道理呢
？But with personal evangelism, we can really customize the message for that person's background.
也比较能够建立他们的 foundation， 就建立他们的根基了。
And it will be easier for us to build their foundation.
因为一对一嘛，哦、
Because it's one-on-one.
啊，你可以有答有问有答。
There's an opportunity for questioning and answering.
啊，所以他的信仰就能够比较有根基。
So this could build the basis of their faith better.
这是个人宣道的好处。
And these are the benefits of personal.
其实您都可以做的，您都可以做的。
And this is something that every one of you can do.
那你要怎么样能够真的愿意去做呢
？But what would propel you to do personal evangelism?
我们下个 slide 哈 ，next slide.
Please go to the next slide.
我们看一下圣经哈。
Let's refer to the Bible.
那我们看马太福音16:26。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26.
16:26.
Matthew 16:26.
16:26. 不是 Jerry， 是 Jeff. Jeff. 我们如果对一个人的灵魂呢 有这种强烈的爱
If we have a true compassion for a man's soul,
我们真的会想要传福音给这个人
Then we can't help but to preach to that person.
耶稣说赚全世界赔上灵魂有什么益处呢
Jesus said, what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his own soul?
能够用什么来世界的东西来换灵魂呢
What can you give in this world in exchange for his soul?
所以弟兄姐妹我们对我们的朋友对我们所认识的人呢我们要关心他们的灵魂。
My brothers and sisters, we need to care about the souls of the people we know.
真的，有时候你想想看，将来你进天国，他下地狱，我们怎么忍得下这个心呢
？Think about it. How sad would it be if we all go to heaven, but our acquaintances all go to hell?
所以我们想到这个哈，我们就觉得说啊，跟他讲两句吧。
If we think about it, we would at least try to mention a few words to them.
你要对他有怜悯的心肠哈。
Need to be compassionate for.
我们弟兄姐妹真的很多人有很怜悯的心肠啊。
I do see that many of our brothers and sisters are truly compassionate.
有时候像地震啊，比如说地震哈。
For example, if there is an earthquake.
他们就会关心，哎，那里有没有我们的同龄啊？我想要帮助他们哈。不晓得我们有没有同龄，或者是不是我们的同龄啊？其他的人我也想要帮助他们啊。我有什么管道我可以来帮助这些地震的 victim 呢
？When there is an earthquake, they will look for different channels. In different ways that they could help the earthquake victims.
这个是很好的心呐、啊。
This is a very compassionate heart.
我们常常是看得到这个哦，他们在世上很困难的事情。
But often we only focus on the challenges that they face in this world.
我们真的要想到他们的灵魂呐、啊，将来会下地狱啊。
But we also need to think about whether or not their soul, will go to hell.
难道主耶稣让我们遇到这个人哦，他是你的好朋友啊，没有原因的吗？
Do you think that Jesus has no other purpose than for this person to just be a friend in this world?
所以我们跟他谈两句吧。
So let's share with them our faith.
强烈的爱哦，强烈的爱，要强烈的爱。
We must have a strong love for them.
那我们也要充足的信心呢。
We also need sufficient faith.
我们来看马太福音28:20。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28 verse 20.
28:20。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 20.
28:20。
Matthew 28:20。
那，我们请 Emily。他说要把吩咐教训他们哦。
Here says, teach them to observe what I have commanded you.
那我就常与你们同在。
And I am with you always.
这个什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你如果真的常常把神的话跟他们讲哦。
If you often share the gospel with others.
诶，你会看到他们依靠神之后呢，神会跟人同在了。
You will see that God will be with them, be with us.
也就是说呢，当你真的走出去走宣道工作的时候，
After you take the first step of personal evangelism,
那你把这个福音介绍给他，
After you share the gospel with them,
你邀约他一起祷告，
After you invite them to pray with you,
诶，你真的会看到神跟你同工。
You will truly see that God begins to work with you.
我常常觉得最快乐的人，有一种人很快乐，就是他是做喜欢做宣道工作的人。
I think one of the happiest people on earth is those who love to do evangelism.
这个用现在的话来讲，说喜欢生孩子的人啊，
people who love to give birth, so to speak.
当然现在的女生可能不太喜欢生孩子，很痛苦啊。
Most women today don't like to have too many kids.
因为生产很痛苦嘛，哦。
Because it bears a lot of pain.
啊，但是看到孩子很快乐啊。
But they're very joyful to see their own children.
啊，所以有的人生了之后看到孩子，我要再生一个，真的是太好玩了。
Some people want to have more children after having the first. Because it's very joyful.
那有的人真的很喜乐，就是一直传福音，一直看到神的恩典跟他同在啊。
Some people are very joyful seeing newcomers and new believers in the Lord.
你知道有些青年人做 missionary work 哈，他做到最后，我觉得很想当传道，为什么？
Do you know why some young people after participating in some missionary work decided to become a minister?
因为看到主耶稣跟他们在工作了。
Because they experienced Jesus working with them.
所以这是一种很喜乐的工作，你看到神跟你同工。
This is a very joyful and happy line of work to be able to work with the Lord.
所以你要对这个神的一个道理、神的一个全能有一个绝对的信心。
So we must have faith and confidence in God's power and His ability.
你会看到神跟你同在。
You will see God working with you.
有时候我们当传道，常常会听到朋友的见证啦。
As a minister, I hear many testimonies.
那有时候我就觉得说，这个我们教会哈，鼓励人家祷告，鼓励人家宣道。鼓励人家甚至禁止祷告，真的会看到神动工呢。
And sometimes I personally witness how our encouragement of evangelism, praying and fasting, praying truly brings about God's abidance and God's powerful work.
上个礼拜在伯恩教会有一个那个同工在那边做报告啊。
Last week in Bowen Park, one of the co-workers in the church made a report.
他是在鼓励大家多宣道了，多祷告了。
He encouraged people to evangelize and to pray more.
他就说，感谢主，最近我们这样鼓励啊，有人看异象，有人做异梦，有人得圣灵。
He says, recently we've been encouraging people to do so, and people are seeing visions, having good spiritual dreams, and receiving Holy Spirit.
那我就说，到底是谁啊？我想问主，我想到底是谁啊？
So I wonder who these people are that are having these special spiritual experiences.
我就去问到底是谁啊。
So I went and start asking around.
然后后来我就问那个梦到朋友，你做什么梦啊？
So then I asked True Seeker, what dreams did you have?
他说，我就梦到我到一个河，一个海里面呢，那我就这样子面向下被浸到海里面去呢。
He said, I had a dream that I went to the ocean and facing down, I submerged into the water.
我起来的时候看到那个前面有一个大门就为我开了，一个高大的建筑大门就为我开了。
In my dream, when I got out of the water, I saw a big gate open for me.
哇，那这个神真的会用异梦来自己拣选这些慕道朋友呢。
I thought how amazing it is for God to choose His own sheep.
真的，如果教会祷告够啊，神愿意动工啊，真的你会看到很喜乐的事情啊。
If the church prays enough, you can see God personally working in the church.
所以我们真的要有充足的信心，神真的是一个又真又活的神。
Our God is a true and living God. We must have the confidence.
如果他自己工作，我们就很轻省啊。
If God is working, then our yoke will be light.
所以我们要有充足的信心。
Therefore, we must have strong faith.
所以我们也要有盼望
We also need to have great hope.
我们来看马太福音我们看希伯来书好了，十章三十六节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章三十六节。
Verse 36.Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36.
十章三十六节。三十六节。
Verse 36.
好，我们请 Tim 来读。这边提到说，我们做圣工要忍耐
Here it says that when we do church work, we must have endurance.
我们受苦要忍耐。
When we suffer, we must have endurance.
那你就可以完成神的旨意。
Then we could accomplish God's will.
啊，会得到所应许的啦。
And we will receive the promise.
有时候你浇水浇水浇水，浇到这棵树都不长的时候很气嘞。
Sometimes you may be frustrated after you watering a plant for so long it never grow.
啊，有时候可能这个种子是死的啦。
Maybe you think the seed is already dead.
哦，没有关系啦，再浇浇别棵啦。
It's okay. Maybe you could water another plant.
啊，我在想哦，这个先到哦。有时候我觉得在我们教会哦，婚姻介绍很难的、啊。婚姻介绍很难。
Sometimes I think that it's very hard to play matchmaker in our church.
先到跟婚介差不多难呢。
And I'll tell you, evangelism is just as hard as matchmaking.
这个有时候婚姻介绍很难介绍一对成功啊。
It's hard to help a couple become husband and wife sometimes.
先到啊、哦、也是难的、啊。
Evangelism could be just as hard.
啊，但是我们要知道啊、有生命的种子一定会成长。
But we must believe that if the seed is alive, then it will eventually grow.
啊，神会要拣选的人一定会听神的声音。
Those whom God wants to choose will eventually listen to God's voice.
啊，所以当我们呢、啊、一直讲啊，人家不听的时候，你还是要有忍耐哦。
If people refuse to listen to us, we need to continue to endure.
请问挪亚传义道传多少年
？Let me ask you, how long did Noah preach the word of the righteousness?
圣经上有没有讲
？Does the Bible tell us?How many years?
有人读过吗？哦、好了，我们假设一百年好了、
哦、Let's assume 100 year.
那时候大家都活得很老嘛，对不对、哦、
Because at that time people live a long time.
那请问多少人听他的话
？Let me ask you, how many people listen to Noah?
八哎，七个人，七个人。
7 people, including his wife.
都是他的 family 了。
All members of his family.
不简单哦，不简单。
It's not easy.
啊，但是啊，我们真的不要失去盼望。
But let us not lose our hope.
因为以利亚在跟那个巴利的假先知，在这个啊，在看谁的神是真的神的时候
，When Elijah was fighting against the false prophets to see whose God is real.
那请问这个整天下来，观众都在谁那边
？Do you remember whose side did the people take?
啊、整天下来哪一边的、啊、假先知的观众比较多还是以利亚的观众比较多
Did the false prophet have more supporters or did Elijah?、
哦、整天下来、啊、
After an entire day of competition
Who has more audience?
Who has more audience?
Elijah The whole day、哦、From the beginning to the end、哦、Elijah has the more audience at the evening, right? In the evening, right? 现晚祭的时候，大家才跑到那边去嘛，对不对？
People only sided with Elijah during the evening sacrifice.
那这个之前呢？
Prior to that,
整天都是在假先知这边。
For the entire day, they sided with the false prophets.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
我们教会也是这样子的。我常常觉得，这是我给我自己的安慰跟盼望啊。
This is how I, comfort myself and give myself
hope. 对了，因为哦，有时候我们讲到里面人要听啊，没有人要听。
Sometimes we preach, we try so hard to preach, and nobody is willing to listen.
没有听众，没有听众。
And there's no audience.
时间还没到了哈。
But perhaps time has not yet come.
时间到的时候，大家都会过来。
When the time comes, everyone will come over.
我们要盼望，神要兴旺他的教会。
We must have this hope that God will revive His church.
所以我们要极大的盼望。
We must have great hope.
那也要祷有能力祷告、哦、我们要有能力祷告。
We also need to have the power of prayer.
也就是说，你要做这个工作，你要祷告。
In other words, when you participate in this line of work, you must pray.
你要信望爱加上祷告。
You need faith, love, hope, and prayer.
那我们看撒加利亚书四章六节。
Turn to Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
撒加利亚书四章六节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
很多人都会背这一节。
This is a verse that we could all recite.
一枚枚云 This time I twisted. 哦，所以我们要祷告哦，不是依
We must pray.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
Not by might nor by power,
是依靠神的灵方能成事。
But we could accomplish all things by God's power.
你们记得周连华牧师吗？可能你们不认识他哈、哦。 有一个那个蒋中正的宫廷牧师啊，蒋中正就是我们的讲台湾的总统啊，总统的个人牧师啊。
There's a minister named Pastor Cho. He's the personal minister of ex-president Chiang Kai-shek in Taiwan.
那这个人呢、啊，跟我们天主教很有渊源呢、啊，很有关系。
This minister has some relations with the True Jesus Church.
因为我们常常跟他有一个道理上的沟通。
We often have this exchange with them.
那其实他也相当认同我们的道理了。
And he actually agrees with many of our gospel, our doctrine.
我们这个台湾的总会教要献堂的时候，他因为书法写得很好，他要写一个书法送给我们教会。
When at the time of our Taiwan GA dedication, he wanted to give us a gift of his personal calligraphy.
那就问我们，他在那边有跟两个长老在一起啊，问说你们喜欢哪一个经文呢、啊？我写来送给你们呢、啊。
And he asked a couple of elders in our church, which scripture would you like? I would write it for you.
真的很奇妙，我们两个长老同时讲这一节。
And it's interesting that both of our elders cited this very verse.
啊，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
Not by might nor by power.
啊，是依靠神的灵，方能成事。
But by God's Spirit, all may be done.
啊，所以今天我们这耶稣教会一定要注重祷告。
So in the True Jesus Church, this is special and unique. We must emphasize on prayer.
为什么小弟一直很盼望说，啊，拜托你哈、哦、来支援这个布道会的工作
？Why is it that I'm asking and pleading with you to come and support this evangelism work？
因为小弟有一个很强烈的观念呢。
Because I believe in this strongly.
多一个人祷告就多一份力量。
When there's one more person praying, I have one more additional source of power.
因为那个是打灵属灵的战争啊、哦、
Because this is a spiritual battle.
那个不是说讲道的人都会讲啊。
It doesn't matter how eloquent the speaker may be.
那是神要不要动工啊
？It matters whether or not God wants to work.
啊，所以当我们同心合意兴旺福音的时候
，So when we could be united in heart to revive our church.
啊，你神就会动工啊。
God will begin to work.
啊，因为我们会感动神呐、啊。
Because our prayer will touch God.
啊，所以我们要做个人宣道，我们一定要加强祷告。
So if we want to do well in personal evangelism, we must emphasize.Our prayer.
那我们再来看看，如果说你真的要做这份工作，你有什么装备呢？要什么啊？装备你自己呢
？So now let's talk about how we must equip ourselves.
我们下一个 slide。好，我们看约翰福音。
Let's refer to John.
6:44.
Chapter 6:44.
6:44.
John 6:44.
约翰福音6:44。44:44。
Verse 44.
Andrew, would you please? If 不是差我来的父吸引人呢，没有人可以到我这里。如果不是神亲自工作，我们这个工作很难做。
Unless God personally work, it is difficult for us to make progress.
所以第一个装备，我们刚提到，刚刚就谈到说，如果你要做的话，要有信望爱，而且要祷告。那这边就说你要靠圣灵的带领啊。
Earlier we already mentioned that you need faith, love, and hope, and you also need to pray. Here it specifically says that we need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们现在有很多的慕道朋友，对不对？比如说在伯恩教会，每次晚上慕道会大概都有15个以上的慕道朋友。
Let's just say we have a lot of truth seekers. For example, in Bowen Park Church, they average about 15 truth seekers each night.
每一个安息日大概有十几二十个慕道朋友来参加我们的聚会。
And on regular Sabbath, they would have 10 to 20 truth seekers joining us.
那你这么多人，你到底要开始工作哪一个
？With all these truth seekers, whom should we start?
我们要看圣灵在哪里工作。
We need to see where the Holy Spirit is working.
好、这个。已经有异象、有异梦，神在他身上动工了。
If they're already seeing visions and having special dreams, God's already working on them.
好，我们要 follow， 我们要跟随圣灵的工作。
Then we must follow the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵有时候工作，你就觉得很奇妙了。
Sometimes Holy Spirit work in a very mysterious way.
你想不到的啦。
It's beyond our understanding.
腓力在撒玛利亚工作很多啊，很多工作要做。
Philip seemed to be doing lots of work in Samaria.
圣灵突然跟他讲说：“哎，你到南部的旷野去啊。”
But the Holy Spirit says, "Get up, go to the wilderness in the south."
他也不晓得去做什么、啊。
And he didn't know where why he was
going
there. But he followed the Spirit.
他看那个马车过来啊。
He saw a chariot coming.
就过去听啊。
He listened.
有人读圣经。
Someone's reading the Bible.
就问他说：“哎，你读得懂吗？”
Do you understand what you're reading?
这个也是有点 有点这个、哦、有点唐突了，但是他就是知道圣灵要叫他这样做的。
He almost sounded a little rude by asking that way, but he's following the work of the Spirit.
那结果他就让埃及阿婆的太监信耶稣了。
So he enabled the Ethiopian eunuch to come to believe.
啊，这个人呢，影响到整个埃及阿婆整个国家。
This one eunuch actually brought the gospel to the entire country.
啊，所以有时候圣灵的工作我们真的不知道哦。
So sometimes it's hard for us to understand the work of the Holy Spirit.
啊，但是我们真的要顺服，要顺从。
We must submit and follow.The Spirit's work.
看到圣灵在哪里工作。
We need to observe where the Spirit's work.
那再来，我们要了解我们的基本信仰啊。
Next, we need to be familiar with our basic belief.
我们弟兄姐妹不晓得你认不认识五大教义、四大信条。
I don't know if you're familiar with our five basic sacrament, five basic doctrines, and ten basic beliefs.
那你要做这个工作、我们就要去熟悉它，圣经要背起来。
If you want to conduct personal evangelism, then you must be familiar with these.
很多人来真耶稣教会、哦、因为羡慕我们的教义。
Many people come to the True Jesus Church because the uniqueness of our doctrines.
我最近在听一个录音带，我叫那个先道的人员回去听了、哦、那个上次参加先道讲习会的人，我们有 copy 给他回去听。那个、留话的这位。姐妹，她怎么来信耶稣的呢？就是有一个人啊，他去化国啊，后来怎么到真耶稣教会里面来，到真耶稣教会来呢？
There's a testimony about how a true seeker coming to the True Jesus Church.
他就是他在其他的教会哈、哦，他找不到那个圣经里面的道理啊，听不到那个重要的部分呢、啊。
The reason why she came to our church is because she have shopped around many different churches and she can't find the true essence of the biblical. Doctrines.
那个见证很好，他说他亲眼、啊、有神的一个体验、啊
that testimony is very wonderful. It says that how she had personal experience about God's guidance.
然后本来他对基督教很不屑，什么神爱世人，很不屑了。
She said in the beginning she did not care at all about how Christianity talks about God loves the world.
但是有一天他就走，怎么走到这个台北南洋街的书店里面去、啊、
One day she's walking and she walked into a bookstore in Taipei.
然后他手一摸 一本书，
and she reached out her hand.
你们有听那个录音带吗？
Have you heard this testimony?
哦，那个参加讲机会，你们都有话才对啊。他说一摸，然后突然之间，他灵里面就到，就是那个神就把他的手提到那个地球的外面了。哇，看到这个神的装作好漂亮啊。
She said she touched this one book on the shelf, and suddenly her soul was lifted out of her body beyond the earth, and she saw the wonderfulness of God's creation.
看到那个地球那么漂亮。
She saw the beauty of earth.
然后就听到一个声音跟他讲说：“我爱你啊。”
She heard a voice that says to her, "I love you."
啊，她很感动，她马上声音，她说她的眼睛，她的眼泪是喷出来的。
She said she was so touched that her tears gushed out of her eyes.
当她这个回神过后啊，就是因为被提上去，当她人又回到地球之后
，She said after her soul returned to her body,
看到她哪一本书，那本书竟然是圣经呢。
She looked at the book that she touched; it was the Bible.
然后原来真的有位神哦。
That confirmed the fact that there is God.
Oh, 他说，就从那个时候看，他就去教会了，上教会。
For her, it was a strong confirmation, and since then she started to look for a good church.
可是他去久了就会知道奇怪，为什么那么牧师讲的道理呢？他们那个神跟他呼召那位神好像不太一样呢。
But she says no matter which church she visits, that God they're talking about doesn't seem to match the God that she experienced.
啊，有一个牧师啊，在谈十诫啊。
She said there's a pastor who was talking about the Ten Commandments.
第一戒、第二戒、第三戒。
One, two, three.
谈得很清楚。
Was very clear.
第四戒跳过去。
And the minister will skip the fourth commandment.
第五到第十都谈得很清楚。
Five to ten talks very clearly.
啊，他就问牧师啊，牧师到底安息日是第几天啊
？And so she went and asked the pastor. So what day of the week is the Sabbath?
不能满意那个牧师跟他解释。
She could not. She was not satisfied with his answer.
所以哦，这个见证太长了，说来话长。那个，他就到我们这耶稣教会里面来了。
Well, it's a very long testimony, but long story short, she eventually came to our church.
我们正在祷告。
We were praying while she walked in.
他告诉他自己，没有错，祷告就应该是这个样子。他找不到一个教会跟我们祷告是一模一样的。
It was very clear to her the moment she saw our prayer, she knew that this is the right type of prayer because she couldn't find that anywhere else.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们这耶稣教最宝贵的，真就是五大教义了，真的没有骗你。
My brothers and sisters, let me tell you The most precious thing about the True Jesus Church is our five basic doctrines.
如果没有这五大教义，您给 Vuti 传道，他怎么会来信？他不可能来信的。
I'll tell you, Vuti, Pastor Vuti will never come to our church if it weren't for our five basic doctrines.
所以 我们一定要熟啦。
We must be familiar with these basic truths.
那个 Andrew 弟兄在问说要问印哪一个传单啊？他又要问印西文的传单啊。
Brother Andrew asked me, he's trying to publish Spanish flyers. He asked me which one should I print.
我跟他介绍一个我们在徽州用的传单呢。
I introduced to, I suggested a flyer that we use in Africa.
那个传单哦，徽州的工人最喜欢用。
And that's that flyer is the favorite among the African workers.
为什么呢？因为它好像小抄，里面都是五大教义的道理，然后旁边就挂号很多经节，所以不用背，就是把那个小抄。带着哈，随时都可以讲五大教义啊。
Because it's like a cliff note for our five basic doctrines. It's condensed into a card size. It's got all the reference verses, so you don't have to recite them.
所以我们对我们的，你要做一个做个人布道，你道理要熟，怎么样跟你的朋友讲？真的安息日这个日子真的要被人家改过了啦。这个不是真的在礼拜天，这是被改过的道理啊。礼拜天是被改过的道理啊。
So, to conduct personal evangelism, we must be familiar with the basic doctrines. For example, why Sabbath was changed from Saturday to Sunday.
那你了解，你会越谈越有力量。
The more you understand it, the more you'll be equipped.
我们在巴西哦，有一个弟兄很会传道的，他是巴西人呢。
We have a Brazilian brother who is great with evangelism.
巴西很多土著都是他带，很多土著都是他带来，很多了。
He brought many native Brazilians to our church.
如果你去巴西教会啊，大部分都是他们的土著哦，就是包含着土著，就是他们的土著就是巴西人嘛，还有巴西的日本人呢、啊。巴西教会就是大部分都是日本裔的人跟那个土著了，这样子了。巴西教会的同龄大部分是土著跟日本裔的人。
Most members in our church in Brazil are Japanese Brazilians and also the native, I guess, the Aboriginals.
Yeah, Aboriginal, 也许是吧，不知道什么教了哦。那我们那个弟兄他怎么传福音的呢？我想跟大家讲过了。
So I might have shared this with you before. How does this Brazilian brother preach?
他就跟拿那个我刚说那个单张哦。他去跟朋友一条一条讲，一个一个翻呢、啊。
He would take that single flyer and he would study every verse with his friend.
他问他说：“那你同意吗？圣经这样讲，那你这样同意吗？”
He would ask, "Well, this is what the Bible says. This is our interpretation. Do you agree? Do you agree?"
那个人同意。
And that person agrees.
通通讲完了，五大教讲完了。
Then he would move on to the next major doctrine.
那讲完了。
And after all five,
好，我们一起祷告。
He says, "Let's pray together."
对方就得圣灵了。
And then the other person receives the Holy Spirit.
就这样来信了。
And that's how they come to.
有的讲一次啊，对，祷告没有得圣灵啊。
Sometimes after they go through the card, the person pray and does not receive the Holy Spirit.
再从头再讲一次。
He would start from the beginning.
你真的了解吗？你真的了解吗
？Do you really, really understand?
后来得圣灵了。
And then they'll receive the Holy Spirit.
很多人都是这样来信的。
That's how many came to the church.
所以，如果您真的有心要做个人布道哦，五大教会我们。经文一定要熟啊！
So I urge you, if you really want to conduct personal evangelism, you must be familiar with our basic doctrines.
那你做这个个人宣道，你要知道这个一定有障碍，一定有障碍哦。
But one thing I must warn you is that you will for sure face some challenges.
我们看使徒行传十七章十一节。
Some obstacles. Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
十七章十一节。
Acts chapter 17.
是不是十七章十一节
？Verse 11.Acts 17:11.
应该是前面的，对不起啊，就谈到说，来，我们来看另外一个好了哈，另外一个是哪一个？有一个使女啊，跟着保罗啊，一直跟着他讲说你是永生神的仆人。来，我们看15章、16章。
Let's turn to chapter 16, Acts chapter 16.
16章16节。
Verse
16, 16, 16. 16章16节。Ador, would you please read? 17节。
17, verse 17.
十八节。
Verse 18。
这个保罗宣道有一些打扰的。
Paul met some obstacles during his evangelism.
这个打扰好像是正面，其实是负面的。
Even though they seem to help him, but it was actually something negative.
这个鬼也知道，当然知道保罗是永生神的仆人啊。
Of course, this demon understands that Paul is a servant of the Most High God.
但是人家在讲道理，你天天一天到晚在下面喊，啊，这个是永生神的仆人，永干，喊久了这个也是很烦的，你在喊什么？
But if somebody's preaching and there's somebody else at the same time shouting, this is a servant of the Most High God, and repeating that, it would be very distracting.
保罗就奉耶稣名的赶走了。
So Paul commanded the demon out of her in the name of Jesus.
我没有了解你做这个工作一定会有障碍。
You must recognize that if you participate in this line of work, you will encounter some obstacles.
我常跟弟兄姐妹分享哦，我们不要小看灵恩布道会，常常在灵恩布道会之前哦，很多家庭都会特别事情多一点。
This is something that many of us have experienced before the spiritual convocation comes. Many of our personal family will encounter problems.
啊，或者是公司事情会多一点呢。
Or you will encounter more work at work.
就是让你把你拖住，不让你来帮，不让你来支援这个大圣工啊。
It will hinder you from helping or contributing to this holy work.
所以我们真的要真的灵恩布道会来，我们每一个家庭都要特别祷告。
So before the spiritual convocation, each and every one of our family needs to devote more time in prayer.
有个传道这样讲，哦，每次灵会到的时候都要打火啊。打火就是很多火都火灾嘛，你要去打火。
The pastor said that prior to convocation, we have to be in a firefighting mode.
因为太多火了，打不完。
Because there are many fires to be put out.
所以我们要特别的谨慎哦，警醒祷告。
We must be extra careful and pray more diligently.
那个。有一个姐妹在阿根廷。
We have a sister in Argentina.
她是从安息日会过来的。
She came from the Seventh-day Adventist.
那安息日会的人哦，把那个怀艾伦呐、啊，叫做 Ellen White 是不是？怀艾伦，你们认识他吗？英文叫 Ellen White， 把他当成先知啊。
The Seventh-day Adventist Church perceived this woman
Ellen White， 好像是一个。怀艾伦，我不晓得男的女的。总之呢，他们很信这个人。
They believe in this person whom they regard as a prophet.
有一次、啊、我们跟他的妈妈啊，正道啊，传福音了、啊。
This one time,
这位姐妹的妈妈传福音。
We preached to this sister's mother.
他们那个姐妹就问我们说，哎，那你知道这个世界末日什么时候来吗
？And so,
那个母亲就问。
The mother asked us, "Do you know when is the last day of the world?"
我们说不知道啊。
We said we don't know.
那个老太太就说：“你们教会没有先知。”
That elderly person said, "Well, there's no prophet in your church." Then.
那我们怀艾伦他知道，他是先知。
Well, we have a prophet in our church. Who knows when the last day it is?
哇，他写的书很那个，他在外教很有名的，安息日很有名的。
And he is in fact very famous in the Seventh Days Adventist Church. He has written this book.
那我们的姐妹，因为她从安息日会过来的嘛，为了要传福音给她的家族哦，她就立志哦。读那一本书啊，怀艾伦的书，把它读完，然后把他的错误通通写出来。
So this sister of ours, in order to convince her family to believe in our church, she read that false prophet's book and found out everything that's wrong about it.
她在写的时候啊，每一点她在写的时候啊，魔鬼来找她了。
And every time she's trying to find something, the demon will come and bring trouble.
And 那魔鬼就跟她讲了。魔鬼后来掐住他啊，他奉耶稣名把他赶了。
And the devil will try to choke her, and she will cast the devil out of her.
那魔鬼要走的时候，撂下一句话。
And before the devil left, he said,
他说我要遮住他们的眼睛啊，蒙住他们的耳朵。
He said, I will cover their eyes and ears.
就是这样子啊，就跑掉了。
And then he left.
后来他把这封信呢寄给他的很多家族看。
So then she decided to send her report to many of her friends and family.
怀艾伦明明讲很多都是违背圣经的嘛。
This prophet has said many things that's against the biblical teaching.
啊，写给他们，而且他还回中国大陆，特别要跟他们家族传这个福音。
And in fact, she went back to China to share this truth with her family and friends.
她发觉到一个事实。
And then she encountered this one truth.
没有人把她的信拿出来读了，哎呀，
真是辛苦了。Nobody ever opened her letter.
真的就像那个魔鬼所说的。要蒙住他们的耳朵，要遮住他们的眼睛。
Just like the devil had foretold, that he will cover their ears and eyes.
所以我们要知道这个真的有障碍，我们就要靠祷告，不是靠我们自己的意志力，或是我愿意怎么样做，不是的。
Indeed, we cannot do this work alone with our personal effort, but we need to.We will encounter some obstacle, therefore we need to rely on God.
祷告一时间，你就看到主耶稣会给你开路哦。
If you pray for a while, you will see how God opens a way.
那我觉得我们要学一点宣道的技巧。
We also need to learn some skills.
我们这个时间比较少，如果有机会，我们应该开一个学主耶稣怎么宣道的。
We don't have much time this afternoon, but we should learn from Jesus how he evangelized.
你看主耶稣对每个人宣道都不一样啊。
Jesus has a personal style to each person.
因为主耶稣对那个尼哥底母的宣道，小弟称为开门见山法，就是不讲其他的，马上切入主题啊。
When Jesus preached to Nicodemus, he doesn't be around the bushes.
他就是跟他讲说，我实实在告诉你，你要得救吗？你要得永生吗？你就是要得胜你要受洗啊。
He says, very truthfully, I tell you, if you want to be saved, then you have to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
那为什么主耶稣这么直接就讲入重点呢？
Why was Jesus so direct with Nicodemus?
两个原因呢。
Two reasons.
第一个。
Number one.
这个人已经信耶稣是先知了，是从神来的。
Has already believed that Jesus is the prophet that came from God.
啊，第二个。
Secondly.
这个人不来第二次了。
This person is not going to come back again.
因为他晚上偷偷的来的。
Because he came in secret in the night.
他是犹太人的官呢。
He was an officer of the Jews.
当时的主流犹太人的官不敢见耶稣的啦。
At that time, the mainstream officers would never come see Jesus.
所以只有这么一次机会，马上就切入重点。
So that was Jesus' one and only chance. That's why he was so direct.
所以我们看到那个快死的哈，你就不用多说了，就说你要受洗。
So if you see someone is on their deathbed, you don't need to be around the bush. Just said you believe in Jesus now.
要不然没有机会再听下去了，没有啦。
You may not have more opportunities after this.
就直接一点呐。
Go ahead and be direct.
哎，对有些人哦，对你这样子有敌意的啊。
But for some people who are not so friendly.
哎，像撒玛利亚妇人呢、啊、
？Like the Samaritan woman.
我小弟把她称为那个是搅动曹欧华，就是一直给她搅，给她搅，然后。让他回答，那主耶稣都不偏离主题的，一直给他搅动这样子、啊。
Jesus tried to stir up her own conscience.
当然最后谈到他的秘密了哈。
In the end, Jesus revealed her secret.
那所以主耶稣对每个人宣道的方法都不一样的。
So Jesus utilized a different personal style for each person.
对撒该很简单呢、啊。
To Zacchaeus, it was very easy.
晚上到你家住哈。
I'll go to your house tonight.
知道他的名字。知道他的名字，晚上到他家去。
Jesus knew his name and invited himself to his house.
今天我要到你家了哈。
Tonight I will come to your house.
这个很多很寂寞的人，你只要跟他做朋友，其实也就够了。
For some people who are very lonely, all you need to do is be their friend, and that's enough.
所以每个人都不一样。
So it's different with each person.
再来，我们要善用这些教会的宣道工具。
Next, we should make good use of the evangelical materials in the church.
我们大家都是 high tech 的，大部分都是 high tech 的人呐、啊。
Most of us are fairly high tech.
啊，所以其实你们可以到网络上去 download 一些 sermon.
So you could download sermons from the internet.
啊，但是如果说没有的话，哦，我们教会那个广那个 AV 啊，也录了很多的这种 CD 啊。
If not downloading from the internet, there are some CDs available.
我小弟觉得哦，这个东西都是个人宣道的先锋，你请他听了、啊。请他读，请他看。
These could be your forerunners. You could invite them to listen to a sermon or to read a pamphlet.
因为在伯恩教会慕道者很多哈，我们那个他们伯恩教会的外面那个是 stack 很多那种，他们人比较多了，那大家也比较人比较多可以工作啊。我们这里大家都很忙，比较没办法。他们 stack 很多那种 CD 啊。
In Bonfire Park Church, they stock up a lot of CDs.And evangelical material in their lobby.
每次我慕道者，我看到慕道者，我就去那边找有什么适合他听的。
Every time I meet a true seeker, I go to the lobby and find material that's useful or appropriate for them.
因为我小弟注意到这个很有效嘞。
I personally find this to be very useful.
我们这个时代的人哦，道理听太少了。
The people in this generation don't listen to the truth enough.
见证听太少了。
They don't listen to testimony.
这有的见证真的很感人呢。
Some of these testimonies are really touching.
有时候我们把那个见证给他听哦，下次来他自己得到圣灵了。
We have seen that sometimes after listening to a testimony, they'll come back to church and receive the Holy Spirit on their own.
因为什么？因为那个见证他听了好几次，他真的很感动啊。
After listening to the same testimony a few times, they're really touched.
所以我们真的要善用这些 传单啊、小册啦、啊、福音卡带。
So we need to make good use of these flyers, these invitation and and CD and cassettes.
对，到底我怎么样做个人的宣道呢
？So how do I do personal evangelism?
如果你啊这些以上的做了，你还不晓怎么做
？If after listening to all this, you still don't know how to help.
其实我们真耶稣教会圣灵节，你就讲你的见证就好了。
Actually, in the True Jesus Church, it's very simple. You just tell people about your personal
experience. 这个人家没有办法 deny， 根本没有办法反对，因为这个是又真又实的。
There's nothing people could say to refute what you're telling them if you're telling them about your own story.
我问大家一个问题啊。
Let me ask you.
那个保罗他一辈子讲他个人归主的见证，一辈子讲在使徒行传讲几次
？How many times has Paul bear his personal testimony in the Book of Acts？
或者是记录啊，记录他归主的见证几次
？Or how many times has he recorded how he came to the Lord？
使徒行传那个历史的记录是一次嘛，对不对哈？
In Book of Acts, it recorded at least once.
历史的记录了。
The historical recording there's once.
他自己在正道当中呢，在个人宣道当中呢，至少讲了两次。
And he mentioned his personal testimony at least two other times.
就是他个人怎么信主的经过。
He talks about how he personally came and believed.
我们这耶稣教真的不一样啊。
This is a difference. This is a uniqueness of a True Jesus Church.
80%-90%的信徒都有得到圣灵。
80-90% of our church members have received the Holy Spirit.
啊，很多人得到圣灵有感应的。
And most people who receive the Holy Spirit has a special experience.
几乎每个家庭都有生活的恩典。
Just about every single family have received blessings from God.
啊，所以我们真的，你可以就是谈你的恩典就好了啦。
All you need to do is talk about your personal testimony.
啊，再来要多交一点朋友。
And the other thing, the other trick is to make more friends.
我知道我们弟兄姐妹没有办法做个人宣道，为什么呢？
Sometimes I find our brothers and sisters cannot.Conduct personal evangelism for this very reason.
为什么呢
？Why？
我的朋友都已经信了。
Because all their friends are already church members.
那跟谁传呢？怎么做个人宣道呢
？How do they preach？
很难哦。
It's hard.
所以我看我们教会有个特色，大部分哦个人宣道都是那个慕道朋友在做。
So you can see that in our church, most of the evangelism is done actually by our newly believers or
对
true seekers themselves.
因为他们朋友很多啊。
Because they have a lot of members outside,
然后体验又很多
outside the church.
啊，就到处去拉人呢。
And they're having some, they have a lot of recent experiences, so they could share.
有一个教会的福音组那个组长啊，哈。
In a, we have one of the church, the team member, the team captain of the evangelical team.
他不晓得要传给谁啊。
He did not know whom to preach to.
然后来回去 adult school 念书了。
So then he decided to go back to adult school.
他说他不是要回去念书的。
Actually, he didn't go back to adult school to study.
他要回去交朋友的。
He went back to adult school to make friends.
后来我每次去那个教会做宣道工作的时候，或者到很多都是 adult school 来的。
So every time I go back to that church, I see a lot of visitors from the adult school.
这是我们要多交朋友哈。
So we do need to make more friends.
怎么办？没时间了呢，时间到了。
I'm sorry, I'm running out of time.
用念的，念完了就结束。
I'm just going to read this.
来分享人生的理念。我们弟兄姐妹，我们对人生有一些很好的观念了哈。
We have some very good mentality or approach about to life.
为什么你比别人会更喜乐呢
？Why are you more happy than others？
为什么你的忧虑比较少呢
？Why do you worry less？
当人家能够羡慕你生活的时候
，When people can envy your lifestyle and envy your life，
你可以分享你人生的体验。
That's the beginning of you sharing your life with them.
那我们要带他们到教会里面来。
We need to bring them to church.
继续为他们祷告
them,
教导他们祷告经历神
pray,、so、
当他们经历神的时候
God,
一切都变得非常的容易
will very easy.
好那我们今天先到工作就讲到这里了
I will conclude my sharing today here.
有机会再讲
灵
不到会到了、哦、拜托一下、请大家、帮这个工作来祷告
So the convocation is just around the corner. I ask you to please pray for this work.
多跟一些朋友来分享啦。
I urge you to share your experience with others.
主耶稣给你力量。
And the Lord Jesus will give you strength.
给你智慧。
He will give you wisdom.
你会越做越高兴。
And you will find more joy in this line of
work. 或是越做越觉得自己很不足。
You will find more deficiency in this work.
你会追求更多。
And you will pursue God even more.
所以宣道的工作是很有意义的。
This is a very meaningful work.
它可以帮助自己。
It could help us.
也可以帮助别人。
Help ourselves and help others.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.